You there, say amen.
Amen.
I'm going to read one verse and then we'll pray. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain mine own ways before him. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you, God, that we got someone to call on this morning. Lord, I thank you for each and everyone that's come this way. For those that's already been on the altar, God, you know what we're facing. And God, I pray right now, Lord, you'd speak to hearts, God. God, I pray, God, you'd strengthen us today through your word, God. God, I pray for every Christian in this building, every person in this building. Lord, if there's one that's not saved, help them to realize, God, that this altar's open. They can be saved today, God. And God, I pray, God, right now, Lord, you'd move, get me out of the way. Help me to lift up Jesus and help me to do what I can't do on my own. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. That's bold words, amen. Amen. To put it in our everyday language, even if God kills me, I'm still going to trust him. Amen. Somebody said one time that they wanted a reckless faith. Faith is not reckless, folks. Faith is not reckless. Job's life was shattered. Job had lost everything. Job had lost his wealth. He had lost his health. He lost his kids, his wife's support. His wife kind of had turned on him at this point. His friends turned on him. If you go and read the Bible, yet in his pain, in chapter 13 here, he says, even if God kills me, I'm still going to trust him.
Amen.
My. Even if things don't go the way I think they ought to go, I'm still going to trust him. David said something in Sunday school this morning, and I knew what I was going to preach. David said something to the effect of, sometimes, you know, when we pray, we open our eyes, we think, hey, Lord, didn't you hear what I said? We think, bam, 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 we need God to move right then. And if God don't move right then, we get upset. Somebody say amen right there. I wonder how much Job has prayed in the first 12 chapters of this book. When Job loses everything and Job, his family's gone and he's sitting there in a pile of ashes, and the Bible says that he's got a piece of pottery and he's scraping the sores on his arms and he's not getting any better and no wealth is coming. He's broke. Everything's gone. But Job still says, even if God kills me, I'm going to trust him. Where's your faith at this morning? This is a faith that when everything else is falling apart, you know God ain't. Did you hear what I just said? This is a kind of faith that when everything else is falling apart, you know God still got it.
Amen.
Amen? When you can't see a way out, you know there's still a God in heaven. When you don't understand why you're going through this, you know there's a God in heaven. When you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know there's a God in heaven. When you don't know why you're going through this,
come on, preacher,
and you're still going to trust him, amen?
Amen.
Don't you just look at just a few things. This is the faith that goes beyond understanding. Job had no idea why he was going through this. Now let's just be honest with you. Some of us are going through some things this morning and it's our fault.
Amen.
Some of us are going through some things this morning and it's our fault. Me and Brother Donald was just talking just a few days ago, and Brother Donald had said this before. He said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd have took better care of myself. Amen. Some of us are going through some of the physical stuff we're going through right now and it's our fault.
Come on, preacher.
Some of the stuff we go through, but it's because we're stupid.
Amen.
That might not be good English, but that's good preaching. Job had no idea why he was going through this. He didn't know about the conversation between God and Satan.
Yep.
Job chapter 1, the Bible says this in verse 9. Then Satan answered the Lord. wrote and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, the substance increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he'll curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Satan comes before Job and before God. And the Bible said that God said, Satan, where you been? He said, going up and down to and fro. God said, have you considered my servant Job? Maybe what you're going through this morning is because God said, Satan, have you considered Ed? Have you considered Mike? And Satan might have said, well, everything's going good at Mike's house right now. Him and Brenda's doing good. Everything's good. Everything's looking up. The household's good. It seems like everything's good. Job did not understand. This is a faith that goes beyond understanding. This is a faith that even though he didn't understand why it was happening. And I got thinking about it as I was studying this. In Job's mind, Job don't understand. In Job's mind, Job's thinking about maybe why is God silent when I'm praying? Now listen, in Job's mind, some of this could have been God's fault. You ever thought about that? Has that thought ever went through your mind? Why am I going through this? Lord, why are you silent when I'm praying? Most of the time, I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to tell you about me. When things start happening in my life, I'm always looking in the mirror. What have you done? What have you done? Job hadn't done anything. And his faith was being tested. And yet Job says, even if he kills me, I'm still going to trust him. How many of us still trust God even though we don't understand? Amen. I think David said something about this in Sunday school this morning. I can't tell you how many times people come into this church and everything goes good and they join the church and everything's hunky-dory. It just can't get no better. And let one thing happen and you don't see them no more. Is that the kind of faith you have? As long as God's answering my prayer, I'm going to serve him. As long as everything's going good at my house, I'm going to be a Christian. But you let one thing happen, and I'm going back out there to my old friends. That ain't faith. That ain't faith. That's a coward. Job didn't understand what was going on. Even when his prayers weren't being answered, even when he seemed like he was suffering for no reason, you got to understand something. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is trusting God even in the dark.
Amen, bro.
Even in the dark. And I'll get into Hebrews 11 a little bit more in a minute. Job had a faith that worshiped even though he was in pain. This knocks out most Baptists and Free Will Baptists and Pentecostals and everybody else. I'll worship when I got money in the bank, preacher. I'll worship when my health is good. I'll worship when everything's good at my house. I'll worship when my family's good. I'll raise my hands and I'll praise God as long as everything's fine at my house. But let one thing happen and I'm going to sit around. Man, come in one week, shout it out, have a time, raise both hands, woo, praise the Lord. One bad thing happened that week, come in the next week.
Yeah, come on. Come on, man.
Job had a faith that worshiped even though it was hard. Job was saying in chapter 13 what he had already said, basically, in chapter 1. In chapter 1, verse 20 and 22, then Job arose and rent his mantle, shaved his head, fell down upon the ground, and worshipped. Amen. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Job was not only enduring the pain, he was worshiping God through the pain. Amen. Amen. Yes. See, that's when you get God's attention. That's when Satan backs up and scratches his head and says, how in the world? I've thrown everything I got at you, and you still praising that God. I've unloaded everything I know to unload on you, and you still praising that God. He don't understand that. And God stands up. I believe the Lord Jesus stands up and says, you go ahead. That's what I'm talking about right there. Thought about this. Job's trust was not tied to an outcome. Job's trust was tied to God. See, the outcome, sometimes the outcome ain't always what we want it to be. Me and my wife just watched a movie the other night. I think the movie's called I Still Believe, about the Christian singer Jeremy Camp. I don't know if any of y'all seen that. I recommend it highly. He married a young girl, I think she was like 20, 21 years old, and she had already been sick, and they said she got cancer, and then they said the cancer was gone. They got married, and for a couple of days, everything was good, and then also the cancer came back with a vengeance. She died 4 months later. In one scene in that movie, he's sitting there in the hospital with her, and he's playing the guitar, and she's laying in bed, and she raises her hands. And I thought, my Lord, she's worshiping God even through the pain. That's when your faith is not tied up in an outcome. Your faith is tied up in the God that you serve, amen. Even though it might not end like we think it ought to end. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, I won't never forget that last scene when Tony, she was laying in that bed. She looked over to her husband. She said, I'm healed. She said, I'm healed. He got up, he run to find the doctor. She said, I don't feel it. Everything's fine. And when he got back, she was in heaven. Amen. Hey, that's when your faith is not tied up in the outcome of the prayer that you're praying. Your faith is in the God you're praying to. And he knows a whole lot better than you do what you need. Amen. And I'm just telling you right now, even though sometimes we just got to worship. Sometimes we just got to raise our hand. We might not understand it. We might not like it. But praise him anyhow. Amen. Praise him anyhow. How many of us, will you still trust him even if he don't answer your prayer? That's right. Oswald Chambers said this, faith for my deliverance is not faith in God. Faith means whether I am visibly delivered or not, I will stick to my belief that God is love. There are some things only learned in a fiery furnace. Amen. Worship anyhow. Job had a faith that spoke honestly and righteously. They sang that song, Bring It All to the Table. And I was sitting there thinking, wow. God knows what you're thinking anyhow. You might as well just go and bring it to him. I got to think about it as I was studying this. Job was saying, even if God kills me, I will maintain my own integrity.
Yeah, come on.
You know what he's saying? I'm not going to be a hypocrite on God. Yeah. I served him when everything was good, and I'm going to serve him when everything's bad. He was there for me when everything was good, and guess what? He's still there for me when everything's not going good. Job was saying, I'm not going to give up on God. I've trusted him in the good times, and I'm going to trust him in the bad times. I trusted him when I had kids, and I'm going to trust him when I ain't got no kids. I trusted him when I had money in the bank. I'm going to trust him when I ain't got no money in the bank. I'm going to trust him when I was walking around healthy, and everything was good, and I'm going to still trust him, even though I might be sick, even though I might be going through it. I'm still going to trust him. I'm not going to hypocrite on God. Job was saying, I worship Melvin when everything was good. The Bible talks about how Job prayed for his family. You go back to verse 1. I worship when I had kids. I worship when I had wealth. I worship when I had my health. And I'm going to worship him when I don't. Job did not have a reckless faith. Job just come before God and said, listen, here it is. When's the last time you got honest with God? God already knows your heart. When's the last time you got on an altar and you actually told God, Lord, I don't understand this. Lord, I don't know why I'm having to go through this. If you got questions in your mind, he already knows you might have. It does you good to get it out. Lord, I don't understand why this is happening to me and my family. I don't understand why I've got to go through this. Let the Lord know. Job never charged God foolishly. Job was just honest with God. When's the last time you got honest with God? Job had a faith that was rewarded. Amen. We all know the story in Job chapter 42. The Bible says in verse 10, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. He gave him twice as much help. He gave him twice as much wealth. He gave his kids back to him. Amen. I'm just telling you right now, God showed up, and it would be real nice if I could stop this sermon right here. But I can't. Because when you go to Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter, the hall of fame and faith, we like to go to Hebrews chapter 11, and we talk about how Enoch, by faith, was translated. Enoch was walking, and he was not, because God sent down the fiery chariot and took him. We talk about the faith of Noah, how Noah built an ark and saved his whole family and repopulated the world. We talk about the faith of Abraham, how he offered his son Isaac on a altar. And we talk about faith, and we talk about Moses, how Moses had enough faith to lead the children of Israel, and it goes on and on about faith, about faith, about faith. But then you go on there a little ways further. Verse 36 and 38 says this, and others had a trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sown asunder. They were tempted and were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in the deserts and in the mountains and in the dens and in the caves of the earth. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. Everybody's story ain't going to end like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were, I was talking, me and Preacher Mike was talking the other day, and I asked him about this, and because I saw this, Brother Tony, I had heard about it, I had saw this on a movie, and I wasn't sure, and I just wanted to know if it was historically accurate. We were watching a movie one time, and they would take Christians, put them in a metal cage on the side of buildings, and light Christians on fire to light the road. Everybody don't come out like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Sometimes you get thrown in the fire and you die. Sometimes you're a worshiper of God and you die. Preacher Pavel Klipa's dad, he smuggled Bibles into Romania. He was caught by the military police. He was beaten to death and killed. Understand, it don't happen like Job for everybody. What's your faith going to do when it don't happen? How's your faith going to be when God don't show up like you think he ought to? We were having a service one time at White Savannah, and I don't remember the man's name, Brother Tony. This guy, he didn't come to church for a long time. His wife was faithful, but he come to church with his wife. And he started coming, Wes. And we had a service that morning. And I'm telling you, the power of God was so strong in that building. You could feel it. You could feel it. And the Lord spoke, and it's almost like the Lord spoke to me. He said, if he'll go to that altar, and the man had cancer. He said, if he'll go to that altar this morning, I'll save him and heal him.
Amen.
It was that strong, Brother Donald. I thought I might have been the only one that thought that. I wasn't. There was several other people in the church that had that same thought that run through their mind. If he'll go this morning, I'll save him
Amen.
And heal him. He didn't go. Came back that night, David. Got saved. Died of cancer.
Amen.
What if the outcome ain't what you think it's going to be? How many struggling? I want Gavin and Libby to come back and sing sometime at the mountain. How many are struggling this morning? You're trying to hold on. You're trying to trust God. You're trying to be faithful. You're doing everything you can. Are you still going to trust him if it don't work out like you think it ought to? I want you to bow your heads with me. Lord, we love you. God, give us the faith that says, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him.